intended us to be.
One of you this morning. This is our graduate Sunday, and we want to lift up all our graduates, those who are graduating from high school, college, and I just have one announcement I'd like to lift up before we ask for others. Next Sunday is, there's only one service next Sunday, and that's at the 10:30 service, and it's the children's program will be presented. And after the 10:30 service, there will be the all church picnic in the pavilion, and you're asked to bring a hot or cold dish. Any other announcements that anybody has that I'm not aware of? I am not seeing any. At this time, we're going to turn over to Pastor Bob, sharing our time.
Got some feedback that folks like the way John David has done the time of sharing, where people share a joy or a concern, and then we say together, Lord, for this we pray. I think that's how it's done. And I kind of like that idea, and so I'd like to do that. So we have Matt, who has the mic. If you have a joy or a concern, please let there be some joys or prayer concerns this morning so that we can do this. Who will be first? Don't everybody jump up at once.
One joy I have over in Schuylkill County, in the newspaper they have when the children do their artwork, and they have examples of that, and give their age and so forth, and I thought that's a pretty neat thing.
So we're praying for the children. Lord, for this we pray.
I would like to say thank you to the congregation that gave their prayers and cards to Joan. I mean, she got her hip replaced, but she's recovering at home. And I say thank you again to the congregation for all the help.
Lord, for this we pray. Come on, one more. Just make something up. Okay.
But I think we need to pray for Carl Myers.
Okay. So the prayer concern is for Carl Myers. Lord, for this we pray. Let's pray together. God, we thank you that whenever we come together in 2 or 3 or 10 or 20 or 100 or 1,000, you promise to be there in our midst. And so even in our interacting with one another together, even in our normal everyday conversations that don't feel like prayer, in a very real way, they are prayers that we lift up to you because you're in our midst and you're listening in on our conversations. And so, Lord, for these and many other things, we pray. We know that there are many, 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 many other kinds of things that we could have lifted up in prayer to you. That we're all aware of family members and neighbors and others within the life of the church who need a touch from you, who need some encouragement, who need to experience your mercy and your grace, who need a little more laughter in their lives. And Lord, thankfully, you know all of these needs. And you promise that you're able to supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, both these spoken needs and these needs that are unspoken, both here in this congregation, in this community, and around the world, we're aware, you know, that out in the Midwest, they're still continuing to lose lives with tornadoes. And we live in a very needy world. And we're thankful that you're attentive to the needs of our world. And we're thankful for those who respond to your prompt to say, here am I, Lord, send me to Oklahoma or to wherever. And so, Lord, we pray your blessing upon those in need. We pray your blessing on those who are going to serve the needs of others. And we ask this all in the name of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For that is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Can I make an announcement about that?
Forever. Yeah.
I took my boards, and I'm a certified RN, and so the question is, what will you be doing now that you have a degree and a license? And I will be working as a nurse in Jos, Nigeria this coming year. I accepted a position with Mennonite Central Committee, and I'm really excited about this opportunity. I'll be working on a clinic called Faith Alive Foundation Clinic, and they work with about, the population they see is about 10,000 patients a month. It's a three-floor clinic that provides birthing services and does surgery and has emergency services, and they do a lot of work with HIV/AIDS. Nigeria is a country that the population that has about 1 in 10 people have HIV or AIDS. So I'll be doing a lot of work with that. I'm hoping to be also working in the community and working at some satellite clinics where they provide care in the more rural areas. This is a year of voluntary service, so as I prepare to go, your prayers. Nigeria is an area that is in some turmoil, so prayers would be much appreciated. And if you'd be interested in making a tax-deductible donation, I will have information about that in the bulletin, hopefully for next week. And on June 23rd, I will be doing a soup and sandwich here at church to raise funds for that. So if you just could put that on your calendars as maybe something to do if you normally go out for a lunch, stay at church and support my adventure off to Nigeria. So I'll be leaving for Nigeria August 21st, and I'm actually home for the summer. I'll be working back at Camp Swatara as camp nurse this summer, so you'll see me around all summer long too. So thanks for all your support as I have completed college, and I've really appreciated the care packages sent from church, and as I prepare to go out on this next adventure in my life, I guess. So thanks.
Thank you.
It's time this morning for our graduate recognition. Before we get started, there are three graduates who are not able to be with us this morning. I just wanted to recognize them as well. Gage Brown, Dylan Brugger, and Rachel Doig are all also graduating seniors. As a congregation, we want to take time today to show our love and support for the high school graduates among us. We have watched these young people grow through the years and are proud of the ways they have grown physically, emotionally, and spiritually. To recognize the accomplishment that graduation represents and to encourage their continued spiritual growth, the Christian Education Ministry team presents each high school graduate with a gift of their choice, either a Bible or a Bible dictionary. This year, the graduates have all elected to receive a Bible. As each student is introduced, we invite them to come forward and receive their gift. So I'm going to ask them to come forward and just stand on the step right in front of me. First, we have Jenna Gagliano. Jenna is the daughter of Lisa Gagliano. She is graduating from Agora Cyber Charter School, and she will be going to Lancaster Bible College for early education this fall. Next, we have Aaron Hartraft. Aaron is the son of Larry and Sue Hartraft. He is graduating from Topahakan Area High School, and he will be attending UTI this fall, which is Universal Technical Institute for Automotive and Diesel Mechanics. Next, we have Tyler K. Snyder. Tyler is the son of Scott and Michelle Snyder. He's also graduating from Topahakan High School. He currently works part-time at Dutch Valley, and in September, he'll be attending WyoTech for a diesel technician program. And last but not least, we have Ethan Eric Stupp. Ethan is the son of Eric and Patricia Stupp. He's also graduating from Topahakan this year. And Ethan plans to pursue a four-year degree in communications this fall. We have some very tall young men in our graduating class this year, I realize. I just want to share a brief reading with them, and then Pastor Bob will come forward and have a prayer. This is from Francis de Sales. Look as far as you can, for it is all yours. Your world stands before you, filled with limitless possibilities, wonderful places to explore, and decisions to make every day of your life. Do not look ahead to what may happen tomorrow. The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will take care of you tomorrow and every day. Bob.
Heather, if we could have you come over this way, because we want to pray for you and lay hands on you. Is that okay? Sure. Why not, right? Yeah, let's pray together. God, we thank you for these three young men and this one woman. We've seen them from the time they were little children, and marvel at what you're able to do through the years. And now we have strapping young men and a beautiful young woman, and we're thankful for them and for the others who graduate this year. Lord, we know that those of us who have been through the ropes before know we all need a lot of help. We need to continue to need the blessing of our families and friends, and we need your help, God. And so we pray for these four and the other three as well who couldn't be here this morning, that you'd be with them, that you'd watch over them, that you would bless them, that you would make clear that you have a, a plan for each of their lives, and that you've created them with gifts and strengths and abilities, and you've given passions that are unique to each of them. And we pray that you would continue to shape their lives and help them to both understand and be faithful to the call that you've placed on their lives. Thank you for them. Thank you for their parents and siblings. We pray your blessing on these families. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
This morning's New Testament reading is taken from 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verses 15 through 21. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teaching will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have wandered away from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription: the Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, and some for ignoble. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. You turn in your bulletins to the words of faith found there, and let's share that in unison together. Let us begin. We have this treasure from God, but we are like clay jars that hold the treasure. This shows that the great power is from God, not from us. Turn your hymnals to hymn number 598. Can anybody tell me who the highest paid baseball player is this year? Anybody? Anybody know? Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod. Do you know what he makes this year playing baseball? $28 million. Too much. He plays for the Yankees. Does anybody know how much the Yankees' salary is this year? $228 million. Sounds like a lot of money. This morning in Sunday school, I asked the youth, if you had to put a price tag on your life, what would you be worth? Are you priceless? A couple million? Nobody really knows. But we do know what we're worth, because God tells us that, what are we worth? We're worth everything to Him. We are the most valued thing God ever created. He breathed His breath into our lives. And so we should thank God for that value, for giving us that value, for being the most valued thing He's ever created. So this morning, as we take our offering, I want you to think about that. Think about, what am I worth? Not maybe in money, maybe in your talents, but then remember that you're worth everything to God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we collect this offering this morning as a token of a thanks to You for the value that each one of us has. For indeed, Lord, in Your eyes, we truly are priceless. In Your name we pray, amen. Before I read this next scripture, I just wanted to lift up a prayer concern that I've been thinking about this morning, and that's for Pastor Bob. Pastor Bob's in his last month here before conference, and he's been a busy man traveling around through this last year or so. And as a congregation, I just want to invite us to remember this month of June and beginning of July to remember Pastor Bob in our prayers and all of the Church of the Brethren as they come together in annual conference in the beginning of July. Let's look at this next scripture from Jeremiah. This image of the potter and the clay is one of my favorites. I enjoy this imagery of a potter just working the clay. And let's share with Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 6. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like the clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Mr. Bob.
Thank you.
Could you hear that one? Oh, you heard it. So I'm the deaf one, huh? Can you hear it? Yeah. Now, the...